I mean, it's not. I mean, it's, you know, that's a lot.
Billions,
but
don't even play. So you're like,
oh, really? If we're going by who plays, give me a number that plays, so I can figure it out where I'd be.
How many people play NHL?
Just, yeah, throw it out.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
guesstimate.
All worldwide, like, this is probably insane. Like, I don't know, 40 million.
Okay, 30-40 million. I'd say I'm like the 22nd million best player.
Yeah, you're right around the 50 percentile.
Yeah, well, maybe a little lower than the 50 percentile, but getting there. Yeah. Now my game is worse because I've been playing like a month and a half. But,
yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I guess that's not great. Nothing to be proud of, really. But
there are people, I mean,
I'm in the top fucking 60, maybe 50 at this point on Twitter.
Because you have natural tweeting ability.
I do. I'm a natural tweeter. But no, that's not true. My tweeting ability did not come naturally. It came from years and years of posting on the Viewaskew message board. Because essentially, yeah. Twitter is a condensed version of what I've been doing online for the last 10 years. And why did I do it? I did it because I loved it out of passion.
But I would argue that you have your own. You have a. Tons of hard work, but I would say that you have some natural talent at writing and stuff like that that exist.
I don't know. I think it might be learned. Learned and trained. And
this is part of the reason why. This to me is, and it's not true in every case, but a lot of what happens is that I think that people try something right out the gate.
Uh-huh.
They show ability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without much effort, they go from a bunch of people sit down to write something, and I bet when you're a kid, like, you probably were able to outshine other kids pretty quickly. And what happens is that, like, even if it's just a little bit, even if you're just like, well, I'm generally better than everybody, you know, your mind is going to be like, well, I really like this, but I also really like this because I'm fucking good at it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, as a kid, you do things that you suck at. It's like, you know, there's
you
a
don't
reason.
Get passionate yeah. About it. Yeah,
there's a reason why. Like when you're a kid, you go through that process of being like, I don't want to fucking do that because I suck. I mean, and in some instances, that's not true. There are people who fucking are not good at things like sports or anything, and they just fucking love it so much that they just keep fucking doing it and doing it and doing it. And a lot of times,
that's what Hit Somebody's about. The movie, the Warren Zevon song.
Yes.
The Mitch album,
yep.
Lyrics, the movie that I want to do, that also got announced.
I know.
In the span
There's
of the
so
last
many
year.
Things that were announced.
It's about that. It's about the main character, Buddy, is a dude who loves hockey, loves it, and sees the beauty in it, just wants to be that, which like he admires so much, wants to be in the NHL, wants to play hockey, and then gets a chance to play hockey.
Yeah. He gets that far.
But not the way he wanted to. I mean, the thing is, the dude's insanely passionate about it, but just no damn good.
Yeah.
And there was a way in, and that way, it was, you know, the dude could fight. So he gets into that, which he, you know, he finally gets into, we're going to do it in the WHA. He gets to play professional hockey.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he doesn't get to play the professional hockey that he always dreamed of playing. Because suddenly, you know, every hockey player, every kid dreams about scoring goals, about taking it to the net and fucking you're the hero and shit. Nobody dreams about, like, I'm the dude that fucking hits the guy.